Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue with the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we learned of the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to perform on more than one occasion, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his permission, allowed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to multiply and to increase whatever little food he had with him so that many could eat from it. Another famous miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was witnessed by the entire congregation on the day of Jumu'ah was what is known as the miracle of the talking or the weeping tree trunk. Initially, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madinatul Munawwarah, he did not have the minbar that we normally have on which he could stand, on which he could sit in order to deliver his talk. So he had a tree trunk in the masjid. And this tree trunk, Rasulullah would recline on it whenever he would deliver a sermon. And a carpenter amongst the companions said, O Nabi of Allah, why do we not make for you a wooden mimbar, which you can ascend, and which you can sit on and deliver the khutbah? Rasulullah agreed. And the first Friday, when Rasulullah ascended the mimbar, Sahaba said, we heard someone weeping and crying uncontrollably. And then we realized the voice was coming from the tree trunk. Allahu Akbar. The voice came from the tree trunk. It had realized that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will no longer be leaning on it and reclining on it to deliver the sermon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the merciful and compassionate being that he was, descended from the minbar and embraced the tree trunk until it settled. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued with the khutbah from the minbar. So this is another miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was witnessed by many sahaba on the day of Jumu'ah. And a point for us to know is that even the inanimate objects of this world understood who he was. How dead can people's hearts be that being human, they still fail to realize and understand who this great man was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.